रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 55 द फास्ट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. सो स्पीक हनुमान इन एक्सेंट स्वीट एंड जस्ट अप्रूविंग ऑफ एंड अक्लेमिंग द कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन परस्यूड बाय सुग्रीव एंड टू हिम रिप्लाइड अंगदा. Anjaneya, you spake not aright when you attribute to Sugriva steadiness of purpose, a clean heart, absence of malice, pure motive, candor, prowess, bravery, and other noble excellences. Now the wife of him who came into the world before us stands as a mother to us, is it not? What do you call him who possesses himself by force of fraud of the wife when her lord is yet in the land of the living? Can we credit him with a pure heart and soul? My father was engaged in a mortal fight with Mayavi in his dread cavern, and Sugriva deliberately closed the exit to it, and how could I speak of him otherwise than a fiend in a human shape? Again, he swore friendship and loyalty to Rama over the bright god of fire. He received from him favors past count, yet he clean forgot everything right away, the favors and the promises. And now who in all the worlds could rouse a spark of gratitude in his cold and calculating heart? Fraud and guile are blazoned in fiery letters all over his soul. It was not the impulse to do right that drove him to mobilize his troops and dispatch them in search of Sita. Nay, it was a mortal terror of the unerring shafts of Lakshmana. Do you call this a virtue? He is wicked, ungrateful, fickle, and prone to forget. Would any one of the noble virtues dream of placing their trust in him? I am his nearest kin, and I must wear the crown after him. I should be hopelessly tired of life to trust in his tender mercies. You need not ask me if he had not crowned me as heir apparent. Kings leave the crown to the sons born of their loins. It matters not whether they are capable or not. Sugriva here would be a fool to keep me alive. I have incurred his wrath. I failed to carry out his orders. I am the weaker. I stand alone and friendless, and I have made things worse by openly proclaiming my enmity to him. I am a dead man. Should I go with you to Kishkindha? Sugriva is a heartless fiend. Cruelty comes to him naturally. He is a secret worker of evil and will not hesitate to immure me in the darkest and deepest dungeon, to remove me from his path to power and security. Nobler by far to stay here and ascend to the bright god world through the gates of fasting and meditation. Go ye back, every one of you. I do not go with you, and my purpose shall hold. Here do I stretch myself on the breast of Mother Earth. Neither food nor drink shall pass my lips, for death is my best friend. Convey my profound respects and kind inquiries to Rama, Lakshmana, Sugriva, my uncle. Take my love to my mothers, Tara and Ruma. Let not my mother grieve over my fate. Poor mother mine, she loves me only too fondly. Soft-hearted and merciful by nature, she has been cruelly reft of her husband and lord. She has fallen on evil days, and my pitiful death in these wilds would be her death blow. Then he saluted Jambavan and all the other elders present, spread the sacred kusha grass on the earth, and stretched himself over them, sobbing most piteously. The sight was too much for the monkeys there, who, with streaming eyes and faltering accents, cursed Sugriva and lauded Vali. They surrounded their beloved prince and proceeded to follow him beyond the gates of death. The leading monkeys washed their hands and feet, sipped water, and sat with their faces to the east upon the kusha grass spread southwards on the northern shores of the ocean, exclaiming, Angada, our lord and master, has decided to quit his life, and our place is ever beside him in life or in death. What have we to do with Kishkindha or Sugriva? Then they recounted to one another, sadly, Rama's arrival from Dandaka forests, the pitiful death of Dasharatha, the terrible fate that befell Khara and Dushana at Janasthan, the bright world that opened the gates to welcome the faithful Jatayu, the cruel abduction of Sita, the noble end of Vali, and the black wrath of Rama at the ingratitude of Sugriva. Huge even as mountain peaks, the monkeys roared like dark rain clouds that rest on them and roused dreadful echoes from the caverns on the hills. This but enhanced their fear and despondency. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Kunapi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.